So that person was also Stat. Next person we're going to do is going to be Alex, A-L-E-X, Sorensen, S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N, and Mr. Sorensen is going to be dated for /1/19/2026. /1/19/2026. Date of birth is 12/18/61. This is a 63-year-old gentleman who appears much older than stated age, period. Patient is currently on a, well, before we do that, let's put down, patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. Patient is currently in his 12th benefit period, extending from 12/12/25 to 2/9/2026. This will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Okay, so let's start with Alex. He is a very debilitated 63-year-old gentleman with malignant neoplasm, with the history of malignant neoplasm, prostate, with bony metastasis, COPD, weight loss, severe protein calorie malnutrition, atrial fibrillation, chronic pain, schizophrenia, neoplasm of the bladder, aortic aneurysm, COPD, tobacco abuse, period. His MAC has dropped down from 20.5 to 19, period. He's lost at least 5 pounds per caretaker, period. He continues to use O2 at 2 liters. His O2 side was 92%. Blood pressure is stable at 130/88, period. He appears somewhat more confused, most likely related to his pain medication. He's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. The bony metastasis is causing more pain. Sheila says, his caretaker, in parentheses, says that his pain gets worse at night, and sometimes he screams at nighttime because of his pain before his medication is due. He uses his nebulizer on a regular basis because of his COPD. He's ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. PPS is at 40%. He shows both cognitive and functional decline associated with weakness, cachexia, increased sleep, and severe weakness related to cancer. His cancer, both in the prostate and the bladder, given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live and is hospice appropriate and continue to remain hospice appropriate at home.